Awkward people, Stephanie and I are super excited to announce a new partnership that we have with a swinging community site called SDC. Now, the way that we're going to handle this one is this is where we're going to communicate from now on with anybody that we want to play with, because SDC has a great way of letting us figure out exactly what somebody is. It's going to ask all the right questions. I get to know what their height, their weight, their play preference. All kinds of pictures, they can upload videos, and it makes it super easy to search and verify location on. So we figured, hey, if they're gonna let us play and advertise, that's probably gonna be the right site for us to use, right, Steph?
Absolutely. I mean, it makes sense.
It's like window shopping now. Steph can just jump on and whoever she likes, boom, right there. Now, if you wanna make sure that you get connected with us on that site, sign up through our link, awkward. XXX.com. Anybody that signs up there, we will find out. Now, maybe not immediately because we're still learning, but we will find you and we will send you a message saying, hey, thank you for joining. And it'll be a great way for us to connect and have unfiltered conversation together. So we're really looking forward to it. And hopefully, we'll see you online at Awkward XX. So we dropped all of our prices
Yeah.
because we're trying to create community here instead of just try to make money. You know, I always said that when I was in real estate, that if we took care of our community first, the money would come. And
And they
that's
would take care of
exactly,
us.
exactly. And that's what we're trying to do here. So on our Fansly now, we have it opened up pretty wide for about $100. You can see every pay-per-view that we have available.
Right.
Opened right there. We're also dropping the prices of all our pay-per-views across the board. So instead of $30 a pop, they're going to be $20 a pop. We know the economy is struggling right now, but we also just really want to increase the amount of people that can see our content and possibly join in. So if you think that might be you, check it out, virginitysnatchers.com. Please support us and leave a comment, like it, share it, tell your family about it. And we'll see you there. So, you know, part of the awkward is let's have a little talk about hygiene.
Yeah.
You know, the Summer's Eve products, you know, you always walk down. I used to walk down and be like, what flavor would I like my vagina to be this month?
Right, like the flavor of the month.
But then I realized my favorite flavor of vagina is actually not Summer's Eve
Right.
or Spring Blossom. It's vagina.
Yeah, that's just straight up. That's the way it is.
And when we got a sample of this healthy hoo-hoo, that was my first concern, was what is this going to smell like?
I was like,
'Cause
uh-oh.
I'm pretty content with the way things are smelling. And it smelled like nothing.
Yeah, it was very odorless.
Completely odorless. And, you know, you've used it before and after play sessions, which is what you're supposed to do.
Right.
Helps balance the pH. And I've actually been able to use it a few times on myself too, because pH balance is not just for you.
Yeah.
Works for me as well. So if you're interested in giving something a go that's not going to, you know, take away that natural,
Flavor.
then you may want to check out Healthy Hoo Hoo and use our discount code StephanieClassX and get yourself. You're listening to the Awkward Pillow Talk podcast. I'm your host, Jason Class, along with my wife, OnlyFans model, and self-proclaimed awkward chick, Stephanie Class. We're here to get the awkward stuff out of the way. This podcast is a true representation of our journey through anxiety and learning to love sex. If any of that offends you, we'd like to say, fuck you. Thanks everyone for listening to the Awkward Pillow Talk podcast again. And this one came on super quick
Yeah.
with our guest. And I apologize for coming on so strongly so quickly. But, you know, it was one of those things where, with us getting back onto this kick of you taking your V cards
Yep.
and stuff, it kind of felt like, okay, let's reach out now that we're a little more comfortable
Right.
in ourselves in this, you know, realm of sexuality or whatever.
And the anxiety is
And
down a
your
little bit.
anxiety is down, you can talk to people.
Right.
Let's reach out to other people and like combine experiences and see exactly what this is like for everybody, because it's a super powerful thing that you two do.
Yes.
And there's not very many other people that do it. I know now of our guest that we're about to have here.
Yes.
And then our friends in North Carolina that's was hot wife for you.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as I know, that's it.
That's the only ones that I know.
So I'm sure there's others, but the ones that, as far as like advertise it, you know, pretty frequently, that's what I've run across.
Right.
So that's pretty cool. It's a very niche little thing, but let's go ahead and introduce our guest. Yep. Because this is, I heard about her and I told her before we started this interview that her legend precedes her, because I used to have, you know, your fans reach out and be like, hey, you know, have you seen this one?
Right.
And then I would forget about it because everything in the world goes wrong with us. Our Reddit account gets taken down, all this kind of stuff. So my looking up of other people just is constantly pushed to the side for other things. But recently I just was like, you know, let's dive back in.
Right.
And let's introduce her. This is June, Asian Vixen for you, and she is our West Coast counterpart, I believe, of the virginity snatchers, right?
I think so.
Yes, I'm in San Diego. I'm June. Thank you so much. Nice to meet you too.
Like I said, I'm excited because we don't get to talk to very many people that have a similar mindset. And I'm sure there's differing mindsets as far as, you know, why people do certain things. But you've kind of taken a liking to taking virginity as well. Can you tell me a little bit about like how that came about for you?
Well, it was actually when I was doing my very first gangbang. I was really kind of nervous about getting guys that maybe I was like, oh, it's like more than three. I've never had more than two guys at once. And it was, I was trying to have my first scene where I have at least three guys or more at once. And I was worried maybe they were going to be rough with me. So I had this idea. I was like, you know, it's my first gangbang. Why don't I get all virgins to do this?
Awesome.
So I thought my thinking was if they're virgins, they're going to be like more timid. They're going to be easier to control. And right. So I went into it thinking that, and I ended up recruiting most of them off Reddit, actually. There's this subreddit called Virginity Exchange. And back then, the subreddit was open. I don't know if it's open now to the public, but it was open to the public back then. And you could actually message all the virgins that were posting ads trying to lose their virginity. And I must have messaged like 40 or 50.
Oh, wow. Okay.
40 or 50. Like I messaged like every single person in California who posted in the California region trying to lose their virginity in Virginity Exchange over the past year. And most of them said no, naturally. Most of them were like, losing my first time, like my V card, my first time in a gangbang on camera. They're like, no way, that's absolutely crazy.
Right.
But I did get like initially around seven or eight guys who said yes. But I knew out of those seven or eight, some of them were going to flake. But on the day of, three showed up. And that's exactly what I needed.
That's awesome. That is so cool.
I bet the final number was two or three.
Yeah, because that's what I was thinking.
We've tried similar things as well. That's super cool. We did start our journey on Reddit as well.
Yes.
And ours, and I love that was your thought process too, because I'm 100% sure that was Steph's thought process when she finally agreed to be like, yeah, I'll do this virginity thing. It was because she was like, these guys are like, these are easy. They're low pressure. That was one of the things that she was really against, I guess, is a lot of the guys that come at us that are like the super aggressive or like the younger guys that have had sex one time before and they're like, I'm a bull.
And you're like,
no, you know,
like,
that's the kind of thing she was trying to avoid.
Right.
And she was like, well, these guys, they don't have that ego. How could they have an ego? They've never done it before.
Right.
So, you know, that I think that was kind of it. And then, of course, the first time you did it, you were like, I saw his face like the second it happened. And you were like, that was awesome.
Yeah.
You know, the second it went in and he was like, you could just tell that light bulb went off for him.
Yeah. And so I'm like, that's my favorite part is like seeing like their face, like when it first like happens. Cause like, and nobody else gets to see it because we blur their faces. So it's like, it's really like, it's a special, like kind of weird moment, like on film that nobody gets to see. So I don't know. It's cool. I mean, like I said, I don't think I would ever would have thought I'd be where I am, but...
And it's not something that, like, we started and we were like, oh, let's go just take all these virginities.
Yeah. No. It was a very slow
It was
process.
A very weird role.
Right.
Like, people just started paying more for it, and we're like, well, I mean, I guess we could do it again, you know? Like, why not?
We're like, you know, we did it
once. Yeah,
that's
the thing. It's
like...
my most popular content as well.
It is ours, too. And it's hard to find the people for it, for us, at least. The fans, because we get blocked from every single fucking subreddit.
Oh my god!
We have a full IP ban on Reddit. I have no fucking idea. We keep getting reported.
Yeah,
it's the craziest thing ever. I have
happened to my old Reddit account.
Did it?
It's our second
people
people who are like anti porn will like falsely report you for unconsensual pornography, and
we
even
have
if
lost
you submit
so
your
much.
same thing happened to me.
Yeah, they told us it was a partial ban or whatever, and then just full-blown...
Yeah, like, you could see the order, like, it had almost been, like, a week even since we'd been on Reddit.
Right.
So somebody obviously just found the account, and it was just like, boom, 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 because it was like, we got this partial ban, and then 6 hours later, it was another partial ban, and then 6 hours later, it was a permanent ban.
Full-blown,
and, like,
yeah.
We hadn't even touched the account in that time.
But that was a huge... like lost, because that's where I was finding them, was on Reddit. And so
we went a whole year without her having anything, because every time that we'd try to find somebody, we would get kicked out of the platform.
Yep.
So
between 16 and 17, it was over a year.
It was over a year. Yep.
And so, and then 17 happened, what, 2 weeks ago?
Well, you found a new source,
a new place.
And she got 3 within a week.
Yeah.
So that was
awesome. Off a different site.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of the dating sites we found, because she had never tried to get on it before.
Right.
Because I tried to do it previously for her.
Right. My anxiety was like, I wanted to be part of it. I wanted to do it, but like the getting to that part.
We paid for the whole thing, and then they banned us immediately. Like they shut down our, and I was like, wait, we weren't even like trying to promote.
Right.
We were like legitimately trying to find people. And they shut us down and took our premium money.
Yeah.
It's the story of my life. I'm telling you, we get shut out of everything. It's crazy.
Yeah.
We keep pushing on, though, you know?
Jeez,
so,
that's crazy.
Do you have a count now on how many you've taken?
Not as many as Stephanie, for sure.
Okay.
I have taken 19. I think including the first game thing that I did, I've taken 3, so 6.
Okay.
So,
I mean, it's still not a...
We started numbering ours. And I tell them, I was like, you know, look, they want to be anonymous, obviously. That's part of the allure for this, is we promise that, you know, your identity is not going to get out. We don't, that's not something we want in the back of your head while you're doing this, is, oh, is my mom going to see this, you know?
Right.
And I forgot where I was going.
We give them numbers.
Yes, we give them the numbers to keep them anonymous. So I tell them, look, you are essentially cattle now. You're going to be referred to as a number. You're number 14, number 15.
Right.
We're not doing it to dehumanize you. We're doing it to keep you anonymous.
Well,
that way we can talk about you without being like, oh, you know, that one dude. Because we can't describe your hair color. We can't describe
what your facial features
anything else
look
about
like.
You. You know, I don't want to give you a name and then have to try to remember that.
Right. So
but I can definitely remember a number. That's why it's easy for us to remember what number she's on.
Right.
Because that's the next name that we're going for.
Yep. Yeah. So yeah. They like half the time I don't even know what the real guys' like names are. I mean, like, yeah, we fill out the paperwork and all that, but like I don't like spend time being like, oh, so tell me about yourself, like tell me your name. I'm just like, all right, you're number whatever, like let's go. So
same. There are times I filmed it afterwards, I'm like, what's your name again?
Right. I'm like, I don't even know like their names, which sounds bad, but like
no, and it's gotten better since this has helped her out of anxiety, and this has been part of like a journey for us.
Right.
Is we started OnlyFans, and then the virgin thing happened, and then we started growing faster than we expected it to.
Right. And I was on board, but it was still new, and I was still like kind of getting used to doing like OnlyFans, like doing that, and then still doing like the virgin thing, and like putting it all together, and like watching it like take off was like, whoa, this is too much.
Because we were swingers prior to this. So, like, the whole, like, you know, having sex with other people thing wasn't, like, totally out of the realm. Doing it on camera was a lot for your anxiety.
A lot for the anxiety, yeah.
But you also didn't want to stop.
Right.
But being able to do it with the virgins and then, you know, feeling like, okay, not only I'm doing this, I'm making money from it.
Right.
You also enjoy the virginity side, and you also feel like, hey, I'm kind of, if there is a good side of porn, I feel like we're probably on it. You know what I mean?
Right. because like we're helping right the wrongs. Because a lot of these guys,
I'm not saying we're like super righteous by any means.
No.
You know, I don't think you can call yourself righteous and then do a DP with a virgin. But like,
right.
you know, it could be worse. We could be more exploited.
Right.
Than we
like
are.
We could
with
say,
it, you know?
Hey, we're not going to blur your face. We're going to blast your name all over.
And I tell them too, look, like, I could make a lot more money if I was to like advertise and be like, hey, she takes this small dick virgin, you know, and sometimes we want to, but for us in our marketing style, we do not do that because we don't want to turn off future people from coming to us.
Right.
And being
I'm always respectful to everybody in my videos, right. you know,
because I'm like, you know, I don't want someone to describe me poorly or like, you know, give a bad, like,
our anxiety is way too high in our own head to be talking about other people like right. that and sending out marketing messages. So
you know it's funny though, I bet people say like, oh, you guys are changing these guys' lives, you know, you're changing the world one incel at a time.
Yeah,
that's our main message right through all this is like, we think sex is fun
right.
and that people should be able to enjoy it without having to worry about all this taboo. And we found that a lot of these dudes just like, there's like this barrier for entry, right? That the virginity thing is just like this invisible wall that they just cannot fucking get past.
Yeah.
And once we say, hey, yeah, here it is. Not that big of a deal. Have it, you know, enjoy it, have fun. They're like, oh, cool. I can move on and I can do greater things now. You
right.
know, I can focus on my job. I can focus on the relationship or whatever.
Or school. Whatever it is. Like, but there was something. There was like a disconnect. And so it's like, we were able to kind of like, for a lot of them, like kind of put them all together and be like, okay, now I'm a functioning human. I can go and do whatever it is I need to go do. And so like, that's cool.
To us, sex is just, it's awesome, but it's also just not that big of a deal.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's a point that not enough people are bringing home. Like the sex that we have on our page is real. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I can tell from just looking at your Twitter and stuff.
Right.
I can tell a real person when I'm talking to one.
Right.
You know, there's genuine people that have genuine experiences while doing this, and that's the kind of stuff that I want to see.
Exactly.
And I think a lot of our fans are at least what we've noticed recently. A lot of our fans are starting to be like, "Hey, these fake accounts that we're dealing with, I'm tired of them."
Right.
You know, every time I send out a message and I'm getting a response from somebody that, like, who knows, you know?
Right.
I'm not sure if it's the person I'm talking to or not.
Right, yeah, the bots and stuff.
So we're starting to tell people, especially with this podcast taking off, hey, look, listen to us. Because the people that we're bringing on, we can guarantee you they're real. We're talking to them.
Right.
And, you know, they're cool people. They're genuine people. And they're telling you about their page. So you know that, you know, if you go there, you have a decent idea of what to expect.
Right.
You know? So hopefully this, you know, this connects all of our fans together as well, and they can get some more of this fun content too.
I'm sure many of my fans are gonna love your virgin videos for sure.
So other than the three at once that you did, have you done any other fun, like, interesting ways of taking it? Like the other three, were they solo?
Yeah, they were pretty much one-on-one.
Okay.
And one of them I let him do his very first anal his first time. So that was kind of interesting. I normally, you know, like to feel out a guy first and like see them a couple times before doing anal. So, but that one, like, he was like a good size for it and he seemed like really timid. So I was like, okay, I think I can do anal with you. So that one was also a really popular video.
You have
video.
The same exact mind as us.
Yeah.
It is absolutely hilarious. Yeah. We've had that exact same conversation.
Yep.
A DP for the first time. Mm-hmm. And she, beforehand, she's like, you know, that guy, he's the right size for it.
We're like,
you know, and he's not too aggressive.
Right. He's like, very timid, like, for the most part. Like, so I was
if I'm going to do it, you know, that's the one we're going to do.
That's the one.
So, all right. That's...
Yeah.
It's funny to hear somebody else say that, too.
I'm curious if any of the virgins ever contacted you later to say that they've had experiences after you, because one of them I actually invited back a second time to do a DP with me. And then a few months later, he's like, I just want to let you know that I ended up having sex after I lost my virginity to you. I ended up having a threesome, an MMF threesome with this girl and her boyfriend. And I was like, what? Like, I was not expecting that at all. Have you had any experiences like that?
Our success stories are pretty fucking awesome, actually. Well, one of the guys that we had, number 8, is legendary.
Yes.
Because dude was a virgin because his dick was too big.
Yes.
He was 20 years old, and he had a 10.5-inch cock. Enormous.
Ridiculous.
And I didn't know, so I was vetting them at the time, right?
It was huge.
cock size just was never an issue.
Yeah,
so
I
wasn't like,
care.
I didn't
like,
want to ask the dude how big his cock was. I didn't care, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So he shows up, and
you always ask everybody,
like, I
like,
asked,
why?
You know, why haven't you lost it? And he goes, oh, well, you know, I'm too big.
You're like,
and
what,
like,
do you
what?
Mean?
What do you mean you're too big? He goes, like, how big are you? He goes, well, I'm like 10.5. And I was like, yeah.
They
dude took
it out,
and it looked, it was definitely 10.5, man.
It was wild. Like,
was
I was
it like
what?
Thick too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was astonishing.
It was
absolutely astonishing.
I was like, well, I'm going to do what I can for you, bud. Like, I was like, I will take that one because, like.
He didn't come, which was unfortunate. And
right.
that's one of the things that we do come across too, is it's about 50-50 at this point. And we try not to put the pressure on it. Go ahead.
I've noticed that exact same thing too. Either 50-50, they either won't get hard, or they'll struggle getting hard, or they won't come.
Yep.
I've told people that it's like 50% of the time that happens.
Yep. We say, do not worry about it. Do not stress about it. The more you think about it, the harder it's going to be. And we also tell them, we don't care if you come in 30 seconds or if it takes you 10 minutes.
It doesn't matter.
If you feel like you got to go, go.
Don't hold
because
it back.
The second you hold it back, that's when you get a soft dick and you're trying to like splint it with two fingers. You know, it's just not going to work, you know,
right.
No matter how hard you try.
And then it ends up turning into like an hour long footage that we only use like 20 minutes of because the rest is just him trying to fluff it. And you're like, okay, like, and he still doesn't come. So you're like, okay, you know, we do it.
So
we
know that a lot of our fans get upset sometimes when there's not cum shots, but we do keep them genuine. We don't want to fake
them.
Right,
we don't want to fake them. And
we also don't want to put the pressure on them because, like, it's a lot to ask of these guys for a first time already.
It is.
You know,
yeah.
Like, I'm there. I'm all up in your business. You know what I mean? Like, not, like, intrusively, but, like...
You're getting the shots.
I'm getting
the good shots,
you know? And they know they have, like, 3 or 4 cameras on them because I just go way fucking overboard.
And they've met me for the first time. Like,
they've just signed, you know, their life away and given us their ID and, you know... We tell them all the first thing, obviously, too. We're like, look, this is awkward.
Yep.
It's awkward for us. It's awkward for you. It's fine. Just embrace it. Like,
you know, we're nervous. They're nervous. Like, you know, I mean, I still get nervous after, I mean, I've done 19 and I'm like, I'm still like, every time they show up, I'm like, I'm nervous. Cause I'm like, you just don't know. Like, I mean, I know like, it's not like, I'm nervous that like something bad's going to happen. It's just, it's a new experience. And it's just, I don't know. The nerves get me.
We got off on topic. The ADHD brain.
Yep.
Success stories.
Way back.
10.5 inches.
Yes.
So he got to go, and he was a hit at a swingers party afterwards.
Yes.
Wow.
And then we invited back number 9. He came back, and he had his first ever threesome on camera with us.
Yes.
After her and her friend. First time he came, he did a DVP.
Right.
So it was...
for his very first time ever having sex.
And her
did
a DVP. So we're like, hey, you kept it going. You know, you deserve a reward. She had a friend that was down. So we're like, how about we treat you to your first FFM?
Right.
And he was like, yeah, let's do it. So he came back and we got to treat him to his first FFM. And actually, he may be coming
next week?
Next week or week after from...
Ooh, exciting.
But yeah, we moved out of state, and he just happens to be coming nearby. So I'm not sure what we'll do with him for filming,
but
we'll have him on the podcast.
Yeah.
But he got to do that. That was cool. Then number 4, number 8,
and 10.
And number 10 got to come back for a gangbang.
Yep.
And we did what we called Who's In Me. It was a game that I came up with where she was blindfolded, and then out of the 4 cocks that were there, she had to guess which one was me in her mouth. And then which one was me and her pussy.
Right.
And then surprisingly, you know, she could tell it was not the 10.5-inch BBC.
10.5, yeah.
I'm not super far off. I'll let you know, June. I got a solid 9 inches here. But he had me beat.
Yes, the 10 and a half was very obvious. So, but no, that was cool. We had invited more back too, but
yeah, we invited six, and it was right during the time of COVID, so a bunch of them didn't. But that's one of our most sold videos. It's an hour long. And yeah. These guys come back and they talk about the success that they had, right. You know, after basically she took it. And then we do that whole hour long thing. And then what else? We had other successes too, man.
Number three
found out he had a big dick too. He didn't know he had a big dick.
And I didn't know he had a big dick till, you know, like, I mean, it was sizable, but like.
Yeah, he got to go. He's been swinging with other couples now too. Yeah. And he was one of those like ones. Dead set on he was a grad student, so he was just very focused on, you know, education and stuff. Really good looking dude,
right?
You know, good personality, huge fucking cock.
Yeah.
But like genuine, I feel 100% he was a virgin. He was shaking like a leaf. Like you can just,
my God,
you can tell, right?
You can tell by how people talk. Yeah.
People are always like, "How can you tell?" I'm like, "Look, obviously we're not 100%. There's no like fucking, you know, test here, but like."
Mm-hmm.
When we meet somebody in person and you've had this interaction with them, you can tell. I mean,
yeah,
like they're fumbling 100%. To get the condom on, and you know, like they're apologizing.
They're like, "I'm sorry, I don't know if I'm good. I'm sorry."
Right.
The amount of lessons that we've had to give on how to put a condom on, I'll tell you
every time, just about.
And I've gotten to the point too. I direct it for the most part because I try to make sure that we have at least enough footage to like. Put something together. So I'll be like, "Hey, why don't we try a different position now? Or why don't we do this?" You know, and I've gotten decent to like, I can tell like maybe we need to switch it up to something different at this point to keep it going or to change it up. I don't know. It's
every once in a while they throw us for a curveball and like come too quickly. And I'm like, that's fine.
But those are the ones that sell the most.
Right. I'm like, I'd rather
the
go
guys
quickly.
That come in 30 seconds. That's what everybody wants to see.
Yeah.
You know what, though? I've had great luck with virgins. Every one of them, aside for one of them, has lasted about an hour or longer.
Really?
We have had a really good luck. Our, I don't want to, like, call out, like, numbers necessarily. But, like, we've had, like, three or so that have been under, you know.
15, 20 minutes?
Under 10 minutes, I'd
under
say.
Under 10, okay.
Yeah. Total video, under 15. But, like, under 10 minutes for the full thing.
Right.
You know, it's they like it for the most part. Our fans like it when it's quicker. I don't know why. Maybe it's just because they can see that the excitement is just that real. They just couldn't hold it back.
But then there are ones that are like super long and they like those too. So I'm like, there's no way to like know what they're going for, what they're looking for. So
now here's another question for you. When these people reach out, because I'm sure you get it too. How do you deal with the messages that you're getting from, like, you know, obviously we can't take these on our paid platforms where they're like, "Hey, how do we meet?" We just got one tonight, straight up, that somebody was like, on OF, which I thought was blocked from having that, like,
he
word
like literally there. Said meet.
But he goes, "Can we meet up first?"
Yeah, you like, can't do that.
No. And then, so we automatically fucking, restricted them. And like, we're like, "What the fuck, man?" And we're very clear everywhere. Like, we do not promote where we date, you know, essentially like the dating sites and stuff. We're not there to promote our profile. We're there to, you know, have fun. So,
but apparently
we say, "Do not message us on there." But I guess when you get horny enough, you just lose your literacy.
He apparently messaged me on the app and I didn't see it 'cause it was dinner time and we have kids. So it was like, just didn't see it. And then you logged in and saw it and we were like, "What the heck?" So then I went back and messaged him and I was like, "You're done," and just basically like unmatched and was like, "See ya," like, can't be doing that. So I was like, that's not
we don't play that, we straight up say like, we don't play that game. We could lose our entire platform from doing that, you know. We keep it's very you know, very separated. And we'd like to reiterate that as many times as possible to people
because they still don't get it.
Please stop messaging us asking for it, good lord. What else have we done with them? I feel like there was something else. We did five and six at the same time, too. So she took two at once with five and six. So you have us beat on the number of virginities taken at once. So you are welcome to hold that record high.
Yeah.
Well, if Virginity Exchange is still open, I recommend the great subreddit to scout them.
Yeah, we tried on that one. They shut us down from trying to reach out to people there. Yeah. And then Virgins, like just the whole Virgin subreddit. We're like, you know, we have podcasts that could actually like, she straight up talks about like virgins and stuff. And they were like, we don't want you on here.
And they just kicked us out.
And, like, we like reached out to people that were like, we were talking to this one dude that was like suicidal. He, like, we're not like trying to like save your life like that, but hey, listen to our stuff. You know what I mean? Like, it's not that dire, right? And the subreddit was just like, no, we don't want you here. And like, look, straight up banned us from it. We're like, we're not even like promoting ourselves. We're just trying to be helpful people.
Right. Well, yeah, no, they didn't like it.
Story of my life, though.
But
yeah, I don't think I ever made a post in there. I just messaged directly the people who were posting ads instead of like posting in the subreddit.
I think I posted in the Virgin subreddit. I never posted in Virginity Exchange.
Okay.
I tried messaging on there, but I think our area that we were in actually was maybe not good.
Okay.
Because you said you're in Southern California, so I'd imagine you have a pretty decent pool of people.
Yes.
Ours at the time, we were in the like Washington D.C. area.
Yeah.
So it wasn't a great pool of people that were virgins and willing to risk their government job by letting it be taken on camera.
Right. Yeah.
So, well, is there anything else that that you can tell us that would be worthwhile of hearing about your page? Can you tell us how it works as far as like, are you subscription based? Is pay-per-view based? That way people can kind of know what to expect when they're coming to your page.
Yeah. So I only do 2 PPV videos a month. That's basically every 2 weeks. And aside from that, everything else on my page is posted on for free. Once or twice a month, I'll send out free full-length videos to my rebuilders. These videos are anywhere between 25 minutes to over an hour.
Oh, wow.
So aside from the 2 PPV videos, I'm regularly posting between 1 and 2 videos a week onto my page. Some of them are solo, some of them are boy-girl. So it really depends. But yeah, I do give quite a bit of content out for free.
That's awesome. And I saw that you were on a few other sites too, not just OnlyFans. So you had Fansly. There was another
Minivids.
Thank you. Yes. That's the other one. Yes. Minivids is a big one for us on the Virgin thing too. So I wanted to make sure that we got that in there.
Yep.
So that's awesome. I am glad that we connected, and I'm hoping that you would be willing to talk to us again at some point, because I think that we will have quite a bit of things that we can discuss. There's not very many other people like you and Stephanie. So hopefully we'll get some good conversations going from both sides of the subscribers. If people have questions, we can, you know, maybe field them on the next time that we bring the Congress of Virgin Snatchers together. we'll make sure that we also put all your links in the description and stuff, too.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to release this episode sooner than I'm supposed to, which means I'm going to skip other people in line. But you are a fantastic guest in person to have, and unfortunately for them, you fit our brand significantly better because you are essentially a mirror image of our brand on the West Coast.
Right.
So,
You guys are great hosts. Thank you for having me.
Well,
thank you. And we're going to start making sure that we're telling people, hey, we do know somebody on the West Coast.
Right. Because I've had people say, hey, do you know anybody else that does what it is that you do? And I'm like, not here. Like, because people will be like, well, I don't want to film it. Is there anybody else? I'm like, well, they're all going to want to film it too. Like,
it's a idea of having a little bit of hope out there, you know, that safety net that, you know, even if you aren't able to figure it out on your own somewhere, somebody else out there is going to be willing to take it as long as you're willing to let us monetize it and put it on camera. Right.
Right.
Just kidding. Yeah. But thank you again, June. It was awesome. Awkward people, Stephanie and I are super excited to announce a new partnership that we have with a swinging community site called SDC. Now, the way that we're going to handle this one is this is where we're going to communicate from now on with anybody that we want to play with, because SDC has a great way of letting us figure out exactly what somebody is. It's going to ask all the right questions. I get to know what their height, their weight, their play preference, all kinds of pictures. They can upload videos, and it makes it super easy to search and verify location on. So we figured, hey, if they're going to let us play and advertise, that's probably going to be the right site for us to use, right, Steph?
Absolutely. I mean, it makes sense.
It's like window shopping now. Steph can just jump on and whoever she likes, boom, right there. Now, if you want to make sure that you get connected with us on that site, sign up through our link, awkwardxxx.com. Anybody that signs up there, we will find out. Now, maybe not immediately because we're still learning, but we will find you and we will send you a message saying, hey, thank you for joining. And it'll be a great way for us to connect and have unfiltered conversation together. So we're really looking forward to it. And hopefully we'll see you online at awkwardxx. So we dropped all of our prices.
Yeah.
Because we're trying to create community here instead of just try to make money. You know, I always said that when I was in real estate, that if we took care of our community first, the money would come.
And they would take care of us.
Exactly. And that's what we're trying to do here. So on our Fansly now, we have it opened up pretty wide. For about $100, you can see every pay-per-view that we have available.
Right.
Opened right there. We're also dropping the prices of all our pay-per-views across the board. So instead of $30 a pop, they're going to be $20 a pop. We know the economy is struggling right now, but we also just really want to increase the amount of people that can see our content and possibly join in. So if you think that might be you, check it out, virginitysnatchers.com. Please support us and leave a comment, like it, share it, tell your family about it, and we'll see you there. So, you know, part of the awkward is let's have a little talk about hygiene.
Yeah.
You know, the Summer's Eve products, you know, you always walk down. I used to walk down and be like, what flavor would I like my vagina to be this month?
Right, like the flavor of the month.
But then I realized my favorite flavor of vagina is actually not Summer's Eve.
Right.
Or Spring Blossom. It's vagina.
Yeah, it's just straight up. That's the way it is.
And when we got a sample of this healthy hoo-hoo, that was my first concern, was what is this going to smell like?
I was like, uh-oh.
I'm pretty content with the way things are smelling. And it smelled like nothing.
Yeah, it was very odorless.
Completely odorless. And, you know, you've used it before and after play sessions, which is what you're supposed to do.
Right.
Helps balance the pH. And I've actually been able to use it a few times on myself, too, because pH balance is not just for you.
Yeah.
It works for me as well. So if you're interested in giving something a go that's not going to, you know, take away that natural
flavor,
then you may want to check out Healthy Hoo Hoo and use our discount code STEPHANIECLASSX and get yourself